Well, Michael, welcome back to the airwaves of Highland. I know you were on Monday night with Brendan Devaney on the DL Debate, reviewing all the action from last week. But we've jumped on you again just a few days later to preview what is certainly going to be a very, very busy weekend for the counties of Derry and Tyrone, because they're involved in football underage and it's senior, and there's big hurling deciders coming as well. So there could be titles heading back to the northwest from different quarters come the end of the weekend. So, listen, Michael, we'll tear in first maybe to the minor game, which is on tomorrow evening, Friday. It's Derry against Tyrone. They're coming to the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, a superb venue to host a provincial underage decider. But both these teams certainly have played some fine football through the course of the championship. What are you expecting tomorrow night, Michael?
I'm probably expecting what the managers have been saying all along, Oisin. I suppose I've been interviewing quite a few of the camps in different capacities over this past few weeks, and they've all said the same thing, that it was wide open. And I suppose the proof in that, because managers sometimes will always say that, but I remember Tyrone manager Gerard Donnelly saying to me that I think they beat Cavan comfortably enough at one stage. I can't remember the score line, but I'll never forget his line. He says, I'm not looking forward to seeing that Cavan team again. So as much as there was a margin when it came to the semi-final, Cavan were 11 points up and Tyrone found a way to dig it out. Now, Conan Canavan scored 10 points. It was him who scored the winner against, I forget who they're playing. Danny O'Cooney scored a wonder goal for a Donegal score. It's escaped me right now. But so Canavan scored the winner. So he scored 10 points. Tomás Gallen with a goal right at the end, with Canavan winning the game. So Tyrone have come through the tight side of it as well. Now, from Derry's point of view, they were lucky enough to beat Donegal. They got a winner right at the end. So as you say, it points to a tight one. And like, they were level five times in that game. So Derry have been in a tight squeeze as well. I've only saw them play twice, Oisin, and both games are decided right at the end, albeit they were comfortable enough against Down and were left to hang on. So it does point to a tight one. You've also the factor of it's underage and the uncertainty of it. And the one thing Kieran Glacken did say to me, the Derry manager, is that as much as O'Donnell Park is a really good venue and all of that, Friday at 7 o'clock in the middle of exam season is definitely tricky, but that's by the by.
Yeah. Well, we're expecting another tough game tomorrow at the O'Donnell Park. That one starts 7:15. Derry against Tyrone. We will, of course, have reaction from that game on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll stick with the football because there's another under-20 All-Ireland final for Tyrone coming up on Saturday evening as well. And once again, they go against Kerry. Now, Tyrone came through Ulster. They stuttered through Ulster, Eamon. They lost two games and they still won the provincial. And now they find themselves back in an All-Ireland final, going for three All-Ireland titles in a row. With one more hurdle to go, how big a task is that for Paul Devlin and his Tyrone Chargers?
Yeah, well, I suppose Kerry are in that final and the two counties, Oisin, have built up an unbelievable rivalry over the years at all levels. But, like, this Tyrone team, I've saw them quite a bit now, to be honest, and they were 2 points down against Derry in a quarter final and found a way to win. Their captain, Conor Devlin, he's just a real driving force. 2 points up, 2 points down. He just keeps playing. And they ended up getting one and goal that night. And it was probably quite similar up in Conway. I know yourself and Brendan Kilcoyne were commentating that night. It was quite similar. So not only have they got grit, they've got some amount of talent as well, as the Ulster final proved, because they threw off the shackles and won. And as Tyrone teams do, they end up doing well in the All-Ireland semi-final. Sometimes where they battle to get out of Ulster, they always seem to. It was the same in the Hogan Cup with some of their teams as well. They've pushed on. So they seem to have the best of both worlds. They're going for a ninth All-Ireland under-20 title. I think it's Cork and Kerry possibly the head of them, I think. But like, a ninth title is some going. And before a ball was kicked in Ulster, I have to admit, I thought Donegal were the team to beat, because I suppose, as you well know, there's so many players that were linked in with Jim's senior squad. But Tyrone are still there, and the one thing that I did pick out of their build up this week, Oisin, there was, I think it was their coach Conor O'Donnell, says that it's really sweet because they weren't expected to even get to an Ulster final, and here they are. You wouldn't bet against them winning an All-Ireland because they will firmly believe that they can win, and rightly so.
Yeah, they have a certain knack of self-belief within the group to get them through games, and they've only got one more to go. That game is at Croke Park, and it starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. We'll have a few updates from that game as well on Saturday. Just staying with the football, there is, of course, the latest round of games in the All-Ireland series taking place, the latest series of matches, rather, in round one. Involved of those is your own county, Derry. Michael, they are going to the Athletic Grounds to take on the newly crowned Ulster champions, Armagh. It showed in recent years, I'll use Donegal as an example, they won Ulster the first game of the All-Ireland, they lost to Tyrone in Ballybofey. From a Derry point of view, can they upset the Ulster champions in the first game in the All-Ireland on Saturday evening and get themselves into the winner's group? Or would you be happy enough with them going to round 2B?
We definitely want to get back to a one in ways, Oisin. They can do it, but they're definitely up against it. And the other game I would reference there too with Donegal, they went to Cork a week after having a really good performance against Tyrone. So it definitely is difficult to keep, how would you say it, to keep that sort of spark going. But the one thing I would say about Derry is they've been firmly in the long grass, like so much so that there wasn't even no media chat after they lost to Monaghan. So they are firmly in the long grass. I know Oran Lynch has played two club games for Máire Fil since, but I don't see him getting back into the lineup because it's just a massive step into inter-county level. On a completely different tangent, I was doing my preview for Gaelic Life. I called it consistency versus inconsistency, and it nearly comes down to the management. In the 12 years Kieran McGeaney has managed Armagh, Derry have had 7 managers. Like that's an 8 if you count that Kieran Mina was sort of caretaker manager for 2 games. So even that in itself leads you to show that the consistency Armagh have had, and as your own county Oisin knows too well, like those Ulster finals were like literally the bounce of a ball. So they won't get too high, they won't get too low. So that's a test for Derry. And I suppose the positive side, Oisin, for Derry is that for long, long spells of that Monaghan game, and even whenever I watched it back, you sort of thought Derry were going to win it, even though you knew they didn't, because they're playing so well. But it was the 2-pointers that undone things. And I was doing a wee bit of research for the preview, and like Armagh and Derry have the same amount of 2-pointers in league and championship, 21. So it's not as if there's a massive difference. If I think it's 13 and 14 goals. I'm not sure who's got which. Whenever you put that into context, Meath have 38 2-pointers, but it tells you that Armagh and Derry are quite similar in how they approach it. I just feel at the moment that Armagh are a more consistent and polished version of that, whereas Derry in a couple of games they've nearly looked to make the extra pass and it's been cut out. Probably typified by their game down in Louth against Louth down in RD, where they just kept trying to open up Louth. Whereas if you go to Armagh, they've that real play where they load one side and you've got somebody like Oisin O'Neill who's a 2-point threat, and all of a sudden you've Connolly on the other side who's got sheer pace. So for Derry to go into that winner's pot that you're asking me about there, they have to do 2 things. They have to stop Blaine Hughes getting, you know, close to 100% on his kick-out success. And they have to find a way to tie down Oisin Connolly, which a lot of teams are struggling with at the moment. If they do both those things, they'll definitely be in with a chance. But it'll take too long in this chat to go into it. But Derry's big long-term debate, and I've been saying it for years and years and years, is depth. You know, when Monaghan were bringing men off the bench, it made a difference. Yeah, he didn't have that, so that's for further on down the road. But this weekend, it's possible Derry could do it, but it's hard to look past Armagh based on the consistency. But look, you were in Killarney last week yourself. You see how things can change. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We're all looking forward. Okay, Michael, into the final piece. We're talking hurling matches, 2 games in particular. Tyrone in the Nicky Rackard final, Derry in the Christy Ring. Your own county, Derry, involved here in a competition that they've struggled to get their hands on silverware and make the jump out of that level. They've lost four in the last 5 years. They've lost the last three finals in a row. What is it going to take for Derry to overcome Kerry in this decider and be Christy Ring champions? There's a bit of history in recent years for Derry. How do they overcome that mindset, and how much do they use the game in the group stage where they beat Kerry and Owen Begg to seal their place in the final? It's a huge game for the Derry hurlers.
It's a big game, Oisin. It's simply going to need their best performance of the season. It's just as simple as that. They have, like, Cormac O'Doherty is going to play in his fifth Christy Ring final, which is an amazing level of consistency for him. But they went to the last year's final and they didn't perform against London, and they were left home, going home empty-handed. They were beaten by Kerry this year in the, it was either the, I think it might have been the first game of the league, by 26 points. But whenever they met in the group stages, Kerry had already booked their place in the final, you know, and Derry needed Donegal to beat Meath that same day, you know, to do them a favour. But as it turns out, then they beat Kerry. Kerry, I think, had only made two changes from the team before. So as much as they were pretty close to full strength, nothing really to play for, whereas Derry needed to win. And that's going to be difficult to replicate that this weekend. Do you know, and I think I was asking some of the lads when I was doing the build-up for it, Oisin. Obviously, they want to take the cup home. That goes without saying. But I was asking the question, what do you need to do? And they just kept using this word, performance. Kerry are favourites, and rightly so. They were probably favourites before a ball was struck in this competition. And it was probably going to come down to Derry or Meath to see who would be in the final, and it has panned out that way. But I'll reiterate it, it's just going to need a massive performance, because that's the thing that will disappoint the most over this past few seasons. When they went to the final, they simply haven't performed. I do feel that they didn't get fair play from the officials last year in the final, but at the same time, and as a couple of players admitted themselves, they didn't do themselves any favours. So could be another disappointing day at Croke Park unless they go and deliver a big performance, and that's what they're going to have to find. It's as simple as that, because they are underdogs, but who knows, possibly this could be the year where they do the business. Hopefully they do, because I would have to say that Johnny McGarvey, the manager, has poured everything he has into this. Managing a Derry hurling team is not a fashionable place. It's not like football where you're in the shop window. They've a small fan base, and they've given it everything they can, but it's going to need the biggest one yet, and Kerry will know that.
That Derry-Kerry game is part of a triple header at Croke Park, along with the under-20 final. Before that at 3, it's Derry and Kerry, and then the opening game at 1 o'clock. New York against Tyrone. The Nicky Rackard Cup decider. Tyrone looking to get into the Christy Ring competition with victory here. New York are the opposition. Tyrone certainly the form team, winning 5 from 5. And would you expect Tyrone to continue in that vein of form in the decider, Michael?
Yeah, well, 21 goals in 5 games would say an awful lot about what they bring. Now, in the league, they finished mid-table, but they lost to, like, Donegal, who are a quality side. I think they had a draw with Roscommon, so that's where they are. They're fairly well-tested. This is a step into the unknown for Tyrone. Like, they've won the title before. They've won the Laurie Maher division below them as well. So they've got form, and they're improving. And I suppose Aeroge Club has had a really good season. So it's definitely a very winnable game. The one thing I would like to quickly say, I think it's very, very unfair, the New York situation, because for listeners, if you're not aware, they only come in at the semi-final stage, and who knows what they could have, like they did the same last year in the Laurie Maher de Cavan. So I think that's very, very unfair on a Tyrone team that has slogged away all year. But this is, it's probably a wee bit like Derry, where they're going to need a really big performance, and hopefully they can do the job, because they've been doing it all year. It's that unknown factor, and I know that New York have players like Johnny Glynn. I know he played for them last year. You know, real quality player from Galway. So they will be a good side. They'll be a good side, and Tyrone will have it all to do to win.
Okay, Michael, we look forward to a lot of quality action on both the football and hurling front for Derry and Tyrone this weekend. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy the action coming up over the next few days.
No bother. Thanks.